The National Advocacy Officer of the Ghana Federation of Persons with Disability, Isaac Tugani, has called for transparency and accountability in the utilization of the 2% of the District Assembly's allocation to persons with disability. At a press briefing in Accra on the misapplication of funds for persons with disability, Mr. Tugani said the Fund Management Committee in the district sometimes use the monies in their custody without any explanation to the beneficiaries. Here's a report by Aurelia Akande and Monica Anani.
The disability management committees across the country are responsible for disbursing and investing proceeds from the fund to benefit persons with disability. Unfortunately, some fund managers cannot account for the monies because they are unable to access the monies from the district assemblies, and when they do access the funds, the managers invest the monies wrongly. The National Advocacy Officer, Isaac Tungune, explained that the funds are used to support members' education and acquire disability-friendly devices.
Enough information has not been provided on the fund to the fund management committees.
So what happened is they don't normally have access to the bank account to know what goes into the bank account and what comes out. They find it difficult to get that information. The assemblies are also arguing that the separate accounts is still government account, and therefore signatory to the account should be officials of the assembly. And how can people manage fund that they don't know what goes in and what comes out? So it is because of the lack of information that generates some kind of mistrust and suspicion between person with disability and then the assemblies. Some assemblies do borrow the money without consent of the fund management committee and without consent of person with disability. Some of them are claiming they paid back the money borrowed. Now you borrow money that people did not even know you borrowed the money. And now you are claiming that you paid back the money, and there are no documentary evidence showing that you paid back the money. How do they believe this and the money is to individual to enable them engage in income-generating activities so that they will have a source of living to individual to enable them engage in income-generating activities so that they will have a source of living.
The president of the Ghana Federation of Disabled, Yao Fori Debra, called for attitudinal change towards persons with disability. Mr. Fori Debra entreated physically challenged persons to endeavor to enroll in the specialized schools to acquire the needed skills to become self-reliant.
Child with disability, you stand to gain in the future, and the child be useful to the family and society at large. We are also appealing to employers that give us the opportunity and we will be able to give off our best. I'm also saying that even when they are in doubt, they can even put persons with disability under probation. And if they are able to prove equal to the task, then they can take them on.
District chief executives were cautioned to only supervise the fund management committee and not to hand over checks to beneficiaries.